Og jeg byder velkommen til Edward Stanley.
Hi. Sorry, I don't speak Danish fluently, so please, I might speak English. And maybe if you don't understand me, I can call up a translator.
We understand.
Okay. Today, we people who live in Chase Mark, we decided to protest because we've seen a lot. We've been through a lot without anybody saying anything. So we decided to protest. And it's a pleasure to be here today to present to you what our problems might be or what we've been facing in the last few years. There's been a lot of us who has been here now for a long time before this whole crisis about the refugees. And we were refugees here ourselves before that. And nothing, our cases, nothing was done about it. And still now, we are being punished, actually. Or we are being forced, or being treated like criminals, in which we are not. We actually being forced to be criminals. So for that reason, we decided today to protest. And I just need to show a little, or maybe, if it's possible, to show you videos of people who have lived there. We would like to show to the society how much damage has been done to our lives. Chase Mark has been open now for the last 1 year. No one is saying anything about it. It's a torture center. It's a place where we're offered food, uncooked food. It's a place where we don't have hot water. It's a place where we don't get shelter, a good clothing for the winter. It's a place where we cannot get medical care. And a lot of us are in a very critical conditions. It's a place where we are being forced to sign our own debt to go back home. Even when they understand that our places where they're asking us to go is a place of no peace. I mean, places where there is war. We've even asked to be our fingers to be taken off Denmark so that we can go elsewhere in search of a good life. Medical care. But that has been denied as well. There's no one government office that has taken our cases in no matter how many years we've been here. There are many people who has been here 10 years, 18 years, 8. I myself have been here for 3 years and a half now. My case was rejected over 8 months after I came here. In the last 2 years and I've been here just not able to work, not able to take care of my own medical conditions because I have to rely on the government to do that. I can't even go out of Denmark. I mean, even if I had to, in the next 2 or 3 months, they will ask to return me back, only to return to jail for going out of Denmark. Our lives have been taken away from us. Our lives have been destroyed, bit by bit, slowly by slowly. Mentally, where we live, the only thing we have there is just internet. And the internet, where you cannot afford even money for the phone, that is a big thing I'm talking about now. I've been there for 1 year without one coin, one Danish krona in that 1 year. You're forced to eat at a certain time, uncooked food actually. You're forced to take shower without hot water. No one is allowed to actually come in there. And that actually happens on a country like Denmark, in which is with such high civilization. And none one yet speaks about it. In the way I see it, is a shame to a country like this. So we are only asking, please, please, make awareness, speak the truth about what is going on here. We are not saying it is a must. We are not saying it is a must that Denmark has to take our cases. We are not saying it's a must they have to help us. All we are saying is that they do not condemn our chances of getting help somewhere else. They take our fingerprints. Under the space of a few months, they deny your asylum and you're forced to go back home. All we're asking is that if they cannot take our cases, if they cannot take care of us, they should make it clear, do not come, we're not going to accept you. And if at all they do, we do get here. They should please, please, let us go when they cannot help us, when it's obvious they cannot help us. You go to the police, I go to the immigration, no matter how much I've written to them, no matter how much complaint I make, they do tell you, yeah, we do understand your problem, but the problem is that we cannot change the system. We do not make the system. But we do believe that people made up this system. And we do believe that it can be changed. Because it is changed when they want it to change. This is not a fight about religion. It is not a fight about where I am from. It is a fight about humanity. That humanity that is being preached in the Western world. Please, show it to us. I give you a very simple example. This man here, just one of the ones we could come along with because we could not really afford the transport for the people coming here. He's been here now in Denmark, I don't know. How many years have you been here?
3 years.
He's been here for 3 years. I met him in I met him when I came in Sandholm. He was a victim of war at the time. Still, this was bleeding when he came here. I was here throughout the time his case was rejected. He didn't even get treatment on the legs. But he had to go to Sweden. That was where he got this on the leg. Or the why he was here, he had to walk with crutches. But he had to come back to Denmark because Denmark had his first fingerprint. That is because that's the way the system is. And he's actually waiting deportation like this.
We take contact now to Sjelsmark. I have contact. Thank you very much. We've tried to find a solution for you.
All right.
Thank you very much.
And thank you very much today for listening.
This is a really important moment, right? It is not Danish citizens speaking out for refugees. It is also refugees taking the matter in their own hands. The Sjelsmark demonstration today is the first incident in Denmark in many, many years where refugees are taking over. And this has happened throughout the whole last year. We are seeing refugees now making stronger movements and getting more confidence, and we should support them.